Om Shanti. So we are very fortunate that today we have Karuna Bhaiji with us. And we all know that he is a very one of the senior brother of Yagya. So let me just give you a brief introduction. He is the Secretary General at the Brahma Kumaris International Headquarters and a key pillar of its global outreach. He also serves as the Chief of Multimedia and Public Relations, Senior Trustee and Board Member of the Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation. An engineer by profession, his life transformed after meeting Baba in 1960, leading him to become an instrument in spreading Sri Baba's message across South India. By beautifully blending technology with spirituality, he has launched initiatives such as Peace of Mind TV channel, Awakening TV channel, and Radio Madhuban, and has helped create over 5,000 hours of spiritual content reaching millions worldwide. Above all, Bhaiji's life is a reflection of simplicity and humility. Let's welcome him by waving your hand. Warm welcome, Bhai Sahib. And topic is experiences with Brahma Baba, the bestower. Over to you, Bhai Sahib.
Om Shanti. It's my pleasure today. I'm trying to give some of my experiences with Brahma Baba, with all of you lucky souls who have come from thousands of kilometers from India. I also came to Mount Abu, like all of you, to Mount Abu from South India. It was also, it used to take 4 days, 24 hours of 4 days to reach Mount Abu without any reservations, and you can't make reservations of all the 4 trains or these things. No, so how we used to come sitting on floors and all that, that days were that. Just because after I saw Dadis for the first time there, I found in them the crown of light, which being from a religious family, singing more than 100 songs of bhakti in our family and mantras also, met several gurus, because in South India they are famous with the different philosophies like Advaita Shankaracharya from South and Dvaita Madhvacharya and Ramanujacharya is also a different, and then there are so many other Shaiva philosophies from South. And even today we find so many mutt, we call, where the great saints, gurus, teach their teachings, and they have different followers. So fortunately I had all the opportunity to go through with all the philosophies, and while I was studying, what attracted me in Brahma Kumaris is I could feel the joy in their face when they sit in meditation. As Baba says, we children are going to be double crowned. One is light and another is crown. So the light is now, which we will see in golden age also, the purity. So therefore Baba made all dadis for 12 years, 14 years with Baba, and then after coming to Mount Abu from 1950 also, they were doing meditation together till Baba sent each one to different parts of India. But it took several years also that. Everybody was not sent all the time. No. Each one was sent to the different places, like Radhe Pushpa Dadi, who is a sister of Chandramani Dadi, was sent to Bangalore. And then, of course, Mama was sent twice or thrice, I believe. The last one was 3 months. And from she lived 3 months there in Bangalore. And she did not travel afterwards. And she came back to Madhuban and left body. So similarly, the historical another event is, one Sakar Baba sent Kumarka Dadiji and Didi Manamohini, we call, Badi Didi we call. So these two were the senior most in the Dadis, and they were in Bangalore when I was having a conference there. And the governor of Karnataka was there in that program, and Dadis met first with the governor there, and he became later on the president of India. That's how it started. Later on, of course, 3-4 other people also, souls also, met Dadiji in Abu, and while going to railway station or to their station, they receive a message that your name is proposed for becoming president, including the present president of India, Murmu, Draupadi Murmu. So she also met Baba and Dadiji and all, not Sakar Baba, Avet Baba and all. Then she became the president. Like that, Abdul Kalam and Pratibha Patil and so many like that. So it actually came in all the televisions and this, that one who goes to Mount Abu and meet Brahma Kumaris, they became president of India. Many television channels have said that. And Baba always used to say that whomever I see in front of Baba at that time, he says, I always see children with 2 crowns. And Avyakt Baba also said the same thing always. He used to see every one of us with 2 crowns. Though Baba say, last is first. Even now sometimes it comes in the Murli and we read it and tell to all others, the newcomers. But I used to ask with Baba, so Baba, what do you mean last is first? We are here for years, 65 years, 66, got up in the morning at 4 o'clock and then doing meditation and all that, doing so much of service and bhatti and so the last is fast. But that's the speciality of Baba, that he always makes everyone, you know, very enthusiastic and make them to do their best. Nobody should feel that, oh, we have come late to Baba and all that, no. So, usually in the world, the last child is always very lovely for parents. So similarly, any new souls come in the family, Baba used to always, Avyakt Baba used to always feel that, no, they are also lucky, see, they have come. And he used to make them. So, there is a one word which attracted me after seeing so many saints in India, read in so many scriptures and philosophies and all that. A word of Brahma Kumaris, God has come on earth. I mean, it's very difficult to digest for people. Because you say God, so they, okay. Because we are saying God, so that everybody loves God, they have respect. And we always say, God has come on this earth. So they say, okay, very good. Nothing more than that. They never even think that, yes, and so let us see where and how and all, nothing. But they all say, yes, very good. But in my case, science student as an engineer in profession, it was difficult for me to believe any blind things. So when Dadi said that God has come and giving the Murli in Mount Abu, and at that time the Murli used to come to Bangalore after 15 days by post, I said, God has come in Mount Abu and teaches us there, and we are hearing it after 15 days, God's Murli. And I loved the Murli. Though I was, blind follower of God is omnipresent, God is, like sun and this and that. So whatever the faith taught by each philosophers, we used to believe. But when I heard that God comes in Mount Abu only and gives us this Murli, so I should hear directly from him. So this I told to our Dadiji there, Radhaya Pushpa Dadi, that I want to go to Abu. On the third day I told that. I remember Baba used to tell sometimes in the Murli later on that some children are, after hearing Baba's Murli, they come running to Mount Abu. And that was my first experience I had with Baba's Murli. Of course, Dadi's, I have seen the light in their face, and around their head, because aura we used to call it, So we had learnt about it, heard about it, but how it will look like, and it is only for first time I saw in our Dadis, when they were there as well as when I come here, that lights I have seen. So I wanted to, because from their every word we feel the truth, what they are talking is truth. The most interesting one word which Dadis talked with me and laughed at me so loudly and happily. I remember that scene because the first thing before, when I met Dadiji for the first time, as though I have read so many things and all that with the ego, so I asked Dadi, what you do? So they said, so we remember God. So you remember God? Which God? You look so bright, so happy, and the minute I asked which God, she laughed and laughed so much, purely, truthfully, and you know, you don't feel that I am being teased or something, no. But it was so happily she was saying that, see, the people in the world who say we have read so many things, we have met so many saints, we have this, and he says, which God? So I said, yes, which God? In India, we have 33 crore, we call it as millions and billions of gods. She said, you don't know even this, that there is only one God. I said, oh God, this I was not knowing, because all the philosophies tell in their own way. You know, the Dvaita means the two, God and soul. Advaita means everything is one only. And Vishishtadvaita, Shakti Vishishtadvaita, Shaivas. So there are so many philosophies, you see. Someone have a linga like this, Jyotirlingam like this, and they meditate. Someone will have here on the this thing. So there is various and so many. Even the Somnath temple, you see, the Shivalinga was in a different way earlier, like Kohinoor, but later on they made a Shivaling there, Jyotirling. So there are so many, you see, the ways it is. But it's all called as light. And the form of light was made as Jyotirlingam. So therefore, I learned the first lesson, God is one, and one God is only the light, point of light. So that was the first realization I got from they are so truthful, what they talk, it goes into our heart and the head, both. So I said, yes. God is only one. There cannot be different. Then, of course, we have a picture of all religions, but God is one. So that all we learned later on, slowly, because in the beginning there were only three pictures when I came. One is Trimurti, that is Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar and Shiv Baba on the top. Then is the world cycle. And the third is the Kalpa tree, the tree what we have, we had. That's all. There are no other pictures. All the pictures came later on. So that's how I came to Mount Abu first, to see how the point of light, God, is coming in body of Brahma Baba. That was the secret of my coming to Mount Abu. Otherwise, you know, I used to, Dadis, they used to see like any other student who come to Mount Abu, you know, to experience Baba. So, but my intention was only to see that how the point of light, God, comes to Baba, and when and how he gives the knowledge. So that was the first experience when I came to Mount Abu. I met Mama first, according to the system at that time. When I met Mama, Mama was giving drashti, and I was not knowing fully Hindi, but locally I was able to speak, but not because in South the Hindi was not much. So when I was taking drashti from Mama, the Mama came forward, and I also got up and went forward, and Mama took me in my her arms and just said a word in my ears as Kalp Pehle Wala Bacha, child of Kalpa before, that is 5,000 years. So I was surprised because I did not understand. It is a very first time I heard Kalpa and all this. So I just heard that I went to my teachers and asked the meaning of it. They said that you are the same of 5,000 years before who met Mama. So Mama had that vision when she looks at any souls, she could realize who they are. So that's why Mama never asked when someone did some mistake, when they were brought in front of Mama. She used to give just a sight, and within few minutes they start, you know, the water flowing from their eyes as realization. Otherwise, usually nobody easily, you know, agree what they have done is wrong. Because it was about 400 people were there together in one place, and Baba was managing them, Mama was managing them. But Mama never said any words to them, never asked them, because Mama alone in Yajna I have seen for the first time that who could feel who is who. Because I came first time and she said that I am the same old soul of 5,000 years and I am still here. So that is Mama. And after meeting Mama, then I went to meet Baba. Usually when I go to meet the saints in South India, so we used to just, you know, sleep and touch their feet. So that was the only way, Uddhanda Namaskar we call it as. We just fall and touch. So I was ready for that because God is coming in Brahma Baba. That's what I heard. And I am going to meet that such personalities. So I was ready with this. But the same room where Baba was staying, what you see in Pandu Bhavan, but half of that was there. Then later on it was made a little big. So the same cot Baba was sleeping, and the same mat there where Baba used to sit down. So that's what I came where Baba was standing. I was very happy that I should fall now and touch his feet. But Baba says, "Aao bache." My sweet children, please come like this. Which fool will go and fall? So that was the first meeting with Brahma Baba. How Baba makes all children, it's not that only me, but anyone comes as Baba's children, Baba is to take them in their hands and give toli also to we children. And that was the first meeting I had, that Baba took me in his arms, and I was so happy that even our own father, maybe on some occasions they may do that, but here always whenever we go, Baba always, "Aao bachche." So this was the special meeting for everyone. Baba used to do that. So that is how the first time I met Baba. The another speciality I saw in Brahma Baba was, as a Laukik Baba, the personality was like, you know, in Ramayana we sometimes praise Rama, Sundarakand or any chapter in that, where his personality is always praised. That is, we call it as Ajanu Bahu. The hands used to touch here, and height was about 6 feet of Baba, and his personality was so charming and so powerful when Baba gives drashti and everything. So it always reminds me that the chariot is like Ram or any deities whom it speak of. Because for Krishna it is always said in a different way. But for Ram, as his personality as a deity was like, you know, that Purushottam, we call it as the superhuman being. So that was said for Ram. So his personality was so attractive and so sweet, and the speech of Brahma Baba, even in our film what we have made now, Bhagya Vidata, we tried our best to bring that sweetness in Baba, because this film is only made or got it done by Baba for making Brahma Baba. Who is Brahma Baba? The whole film is 1936 to 69. So this film gives you every second what was Brahma Baba. What I say is very little, but this film, when you see for 2 hours, you just see that you are also with Baba. You don't feel that you are a spectator and Brahma Baba is doing that. No. You all feel that we were with Brahma Baba and Baba is with you. That is the way the present science and this artificial intelligence and all that is given us, that we could make the best possible whatever has been done. So now I just heard we released it for the first time to the public on 18th Jan, and more than 300,000 have already seen that. So you can just understand that how popular that film is, and that gives you only of Brahma Baba, that how Brahma Baba brought this organization. It has not just come and we are here today. No. The struggle what our sisters, Mama and Brahma Baba really had in this Kali Yuga. So how he kept so many sisters only. That is the first personality on this earth who brought so many sisters together as the divine children of God. And they became the instrument to make this a world organization. So that was the first credit I saw for the first time when I met Brahma Baba. That how can a one person, one male person, can keep so many sisters, young and old and all. Mostly they were all young ones. So it was really a miracle. I saw this first miracle on the earth, that how one Baba, and of course Mama helped. Baba was knowing that Shiva Baba told Brahma Baba that one soul will come for Mama, and the day when she came And Baba said, yes, this is Radha. So the mama and Baba both together brought so many sisters, young, intelligent, studied and Sindhis, because whoever has an experience of Sindhis, they are always successful anywhere in the world they have gone. Any country where Sindhis were, they were hard-working and they live like the people or the citizen of that same place. And even in India, they had no Sindh. They came to India and in all over India they are there and they are known and they are such culture. Baba brought them all, Baba's children, and the Yajna has come up. I saw that first, tell you frankly. I said, okay, Shiva Baba comes or not, I don't mind. But a person brought so many sisters together in one house and made all of them like angels. And for how many years? 14 years. It was a just miracle which I saw there, and that made me impressed that Brahma Baba is not a just a simple man, but she is powerful. And when he sits with us, he used to be like a Laukik father. He will ask, how are you, child? What are you doing? How everything is okay? And so closely, even our only Laukik father also, many times they don't ask all that, because we just do in a routine way, or we are far from parents to earn some money somewhere, some job and all that. But here, whenever we meet Baba, he used to love us like, you know, his own child like. First he takes in his arms, and then he sits and asks us, or, yes, of course, we are very few children. At that time in Madhuban, 15, 20 people, we used to say, Madhuban is full. There were no rooms, nothing, only one place. I remember, because I was engineer earning very well at that time, and in one of the biggest known factory in India, in Bangalore. So, Baba used to say, he's my to Lachudadi, always, whatever Baba used to say, Lachudadi, he used to tell, she was Brahmani of Baba. So, Baba used to tell, see, he's VIP, he is our earning child in the family. So you should give him a cot to sleep, because there were very few cots also at that time. So when I saw that the cot, that is, you have to pull it and, you know, tie and make it, I said, I can't sleep on this. Baba, I will sleep on the floor and I will be happy. So that's how Baba used to love so much. And how he treats is that, I forgot all physical relations from there. Though we used to do the normal things, even to them, even Baba used to give some clothes or some presents to give to mother or father and all that. But the relationship with Brahma Baba was totally different. It was just like, you know, we show as Shankara had a few children, and Ganesh and Kartik and all that. So like that, we all used to feel that we are children of God. I think you all feel that you are children of God, Shiv Baba. So that was the feeling we used to get from Brahma Baba at that time. Now, the question I had was, Shiv Baba is coming in Brahma Baba. Because that was the truth, what all Brahma Kumaris say in centers. Who has given this knowledge? It is Shiv Baba. How he has given? Through Brahma. So I am in front of Brahma. So if I don't see Shiva Baba, then what I have seen in Mount Abu? So that was my question, because I was allowed to stay only for 7 days. So what should I do now? So I met Baba, and when I came back, came out, I used to say, yes, yes, I met my father, my Baba, my Baba. That was the first time which has come from my heart, my Baba, my Mama. That never happened with any saints I have met so long. No. But Brahma, Baba and Mama, it has came from my heart, that Mama and Baba. But the question was, what I am going to say after going to South India? They will ask. They say God has come on this earth. So you went to Brahma Baba there to see God Shiva, not Brahma Baba. So 4 days I saw Brahma Baba giving Murli. The first difference I saw was Brahma Baba speaks so royal, so sweet, so slow, and all. But when Baba sits on Gadi, and first he, the record plays, not even one line complete sometimes. Sometimes, yes, few. Then Baba just says like this, just to Chandraswara, and he stops it. Then Baba makes one noise that is like that, always, in every murli. The first thing, we were all young, you know, sitting in the front, and the old ones will sit in the back. So we used to say, the lion has come. Because that was the first difference I used to feel, that now Baba is going to give the murli, which was not Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba never spoke in that speed or in that voice or actions. No, nothing. Brahma Baba was so sweet, so nice, so slow. And Baba used to say, don't laugh loudly, laugh. All that, all things are, you know, very royal, very rich. Because I have seen even foreigners, they used to speak very slowly. You know, to hear them that we have to do like this, otherwise, you know, we don't understand in the beginning. Because Indians, we know that loudly speaking and all that. So Brahma Baba was so sweet. But Shiva Baba, when comes, his voice is totally different. So that's how I understood that here there are two, not one. That is the first experience I had. But I was seeing how Baba comes, what happens, because I am telling you the later experiences, that is when Baba comes in Gulzar Dadi, total face changes. So I used to tell them, see, now Baba has come in her. So we could feel that practically. And when Baba gives drashti also, every one of us, wherever they are, they used to feel that Baba is giving drashti to all of us. So here, face, I could not see a difference, that Brahma Baba's face and the Shiva Baba's face when he comes. No, I couldn't make any difference, because Baba was like a, you know, lion only. So his face was always very smiling and very good. So that's how I saw Brahma Baba and Shiva Baba first experience. Murli, yes, Shiva Baba is giving, but how he comes and sits here and when he goes, because I remember once we said Brahma Baba, Shiva Baba, when we used to talk with Shiva Baba also, so when Baba gets, you know, the cough, that he's so much, we could feel that Baba is feeling so much there. If you get a continuous cough and all that, you see. Yeah. So I said, Baba, he is your body. So you should take care of at least one Baba, you should take care. God takes care of the whole world and this and that, and you don't take care of Brahma Baba. He is feeling so much, and he stops mic and everything, and then coughs and this. So we said, what you do at that time? You are in Brahma Baba's body. He says, when he gets there, I just go out. I said, what? You go out? So then what happens when he becomes okay? I just come. So Shiv Baba coming and going, I understood that also, experienced for the first time. God can come and God can go. God can make miracles through any of His children when needed. Any one of us can be His instruments if we accept it. Baba, I remember one of my experiences. It was the seventh day I came to the center, and I was knowing the local language, and Dadi doesn't know the local language. So some new people came, so she said that you just give the course. So being an educated, I have learnt with 3 days whatever has been given to me, so I could explain to all. So she said, you just explain in your language. And I said, yes, I will explain. Then Dadi said, no, you have to sit in meditation and give him drashti. I said, what? At that time, drashti was the yoga actually. Not just Raj Yoga with the commentary and music and all that. It is all a later fashion. But when we came, it was only the sight. Even Dadis, when they say, first, they just don't speak, they just give the sight. So they said that you have to give the drashti to him also and make some yoga in the beginning after giving the knowledge. I said, Baba, what is it? I am a 7 days child and they are asking me to give the drashti. Where is the, how can I give? I don't have any power. So I said to Shiv Baba at that time, I remember, Baba, you see, I will keep my eyes open, but drashti, I don't know. I am just a child, 7 days. See, if he doesn't come tomorrow, it is because of you, not because of me. I said that you are after making the yoga and giving drashti to them. I have told Dadiji also, Dadiji, you told me to do that, I will do it, but I don't know, if they don't come, it's not my fault, it is. So, from that time I remember that if God wants to use my body, like Brahma Baba's body, He can always use when He thinks that it is needed. When He wants that some souls should experience, that happens. So every child of Baba has that option with them. When you give knowledge, yes, you can give, because you are intelligent, you are educated, you know what is. But drashti, yes, God has to help us. And at that time, God makes them to experience it. That's why in this knowledge, drashti is the main thing which makes others to experience. So that's how the knowledge has become so much in the world today by Dadis. You see, when Janaki Dadi gave a lecture in UN in English, Prakashmani Dadi did not speak in English, but she spoke in English. It was so powerful and so. Janaki Dadi's sight means finished. So that's what I experienced, that God is giving the drashti. So 4 days I was only trying to see God is coming, and God is going. So, but I couldn't see anything. So then, 3 more days are left, 4 days are over in Madhuban. I have not seen Shiva Baba coming and going. So I said, no, what to do now? I don't even experience the same what I used to experience in Bangalore, because there I used to sit like, I am not this body, I am a point of light, child of Baba, going above to Paramdham and to be with Baba, and so much of power. So I used to feel that happiness of yoga like anything. So, but here I am only seeing when Baba comes and then Baba does and Baba goes. Said I could see him. What to tell to the people that I have seen Shiva Baba, this one. So the 4th day I said, today at least I will enjoy the meditation today. So I just sat thinking that I am not this body, I am the soul, I am the child of Baba. And went to Paramdham and be with him and so happy. And then suddenly Brahma Baba looked towards me at that time. And the drishti I got, and there was a ocean of vision, happiness, and the water was flowing in my eyes. And I was sitting. So somebody came and said, get up, get up. The class was over a long time and lights are not white, you get up. And I was alone. And I said, why is he telling me to get up? I was so happy. All have gone, everything is okay. I was alone, but why? So I looked at him. He says, I want this carpet to be taken back and rolled and kept. So he please. And the only one person was there. And I was lost myself. And that was the time that I experienced Shiva Baba in Madhuban. That it is only we can experience him just because he was a point of light. So thank you very much. There are a lot of things they were asking me to talk about, but this was my first experience when I see Baba. So all of you believe that God is with all of you. Because always people ask us, so God is with you? And everybody say yes. So to be with God and God to be with us is a different experience. So I am sure that you are all here in Baba's house, with Baba, and all the time, whatever you see, that is Baba with us. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, Bhai Saab. You have so many experiences with Brahma Baba. We truly enjoyed listening to them all. We are so grateful of yours, Bhai Saab. Thank you so much. Now, we will do meditation till 7:30 and invoke Baba. Om Shanti.